Hello there, and welcome to the Citizen ATX podcast. This is Matt Gillum, and with me right now is Stephen. Hi, Stephen.
Hey, Matt.
So you are about to jump into a podcast that is interviewing our Gen Alpha. We've gone through this series called Multi-Gen, walked through five different generations, and we wanted to complete it with an interview of the youngest generation, Gen Alpha. Now, that episode is about to follow. This, we wanted to give you a little bit of a heads up before we go in. So, Stephen, how would you describe the interview that we just did with these kiddos?
Chaotic.
Chaotic. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, one of the point of these podcasts is that we do want to try to get to the bottom of understanding what matters to different generations. And so when you listen to this podcast, I hope a couple of things that you'll listen for. First of all, to Stephen's point, it is a little chaotic. This is a generation, and Stephen made this point off microphone, but this generation is constantly receiving information, and so they are the multitasking generation. They're going to be constantly talking about different things. And so, you know, as you're listening, I hope you hear just their attentiveness to everything that's happening around them all the time. Also, you know, you're going to hear them talk about the importance of community around them. They're going to talk about the importance of the people around them, and also the importance of being given freedom to make choices. You know, we've referred to this McCrindle infographic throughout this series, and what they call the ideal leader for the Gen Alpha is a co-creator. And so you'll hear that in the context of this podcast, that the way that they interact with me as the interviewer is definitely as a co-creator. Would you agree with that, Stephen?
Yeah, I'd also add that obviously the kids are before the age of self, you know, understanding.
Self-actualization.
So yeah, so they don't really understand, like their perspectives aren't ironclad. They're not ready to go, so there may be some joking and trickery where they
a lack of abstract thinking and a little and a heavy amount of concrete. Yeah, that is exactly true. One other thing to make you aware of is that my daughter Kate is one of the interviewees on this, and so her interactions with me are probably a little different than they normally would be with another adult. But it is, I think it's pretty funny. I think precocious is a good word for it. So. Definitely. But anyway, we hope that you enjoy this podcast and that you enjoy this episode. And as you continue to interact with other generations, that we our prayer for you is that we continue to invest and to understand. So sit tight and take in this great interview with Gen Alpha. Hello there, and welcome to the Citizen ATX podcast. My name is Matt Gillum, and we are excited to be bringing you the sixth episode of our multi-gen series. We've taken in this series the six different generations that are a part of the church today, and it's been a great journey, a lot of very funny conversations, a lot of very enlightening ones, and today we're getting to the most recent generation, Gen Alpha. All right, so you may not have known what generation came after Gen Z. You might not even have known that there was a Gen Z, but this generation is the one that's coming from, born in the year 2010 to 2024. And so because there are so many different great generations in the church, we wanted to take time to talk to them themselves and hear what they think about things in church and what guides them. And so today in the studio, we have two great people with us. First, we have Miles. Hello, Miles.
Hi.
And then we also have Kate. Hi, Kate.
Hello, Daddy.
So I talked with Miles and Kate before the podcast, and telling them that I wasn't going to use their last names. But now that Kate has revealed, yes, Kate is my daughter. So Miles, we're going to ignore Kate for a second. You can't on the radio. You can't hear me narrowing my eyes. But Miles, what grade are you in, man?
I am in third grade.
In third grade, and Kate, what grade are you in?
You know this. I'm in fourth grade.
But I'm not the whole audience, Kate. So Kate is in fourth grade, and so you know what? Let's let the people know a little bit about you guys. What are some things that you enjoy doing? What are you know? Have you lived in Austin your whole life?
Yes, mostly.
Mostly. Where else have you lived, Miles?
Well, it's kind of far from my home now, but I've lived in Austin my entire life.
Okay, very cool. And so, I mean, these two are kind of the outliers in our city, at least, because most people who have lived in Austin have only lived in it for like a year or something like that. And so you guys are at heart Austinites. That's a pretty cool thing.
What's an Austinite?
Somebody who's been born and raised in Austin.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, so what kind of things do y'all enjoy doing? Like, what are some activities that are important
doodling,
to you?
Scootering, reading comics, watching TV. Watch Daddy play video games and he pathetically loses. I said it.
Miles, what about you, man?
I like riding my bike. I like building with Legos. And I like being with my family.
All right. Very good. Very good. So we got a pretty good gamut there of, you know, video games versus doing productive things. You know, it's we got a lot of really great things.
And you
here.
Forgot the part where you do. You lose.
And the part where I lose.
And you knock your head onto a pillow.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
He just like.
So in case you didn't notice, podcast listeners, we're going to get a hefty dose of truth today from Kate. All right. Well, so let me ask you one of the questions. We have a couple of questions we've asked everybody on this series so far. And so we want to ask you guys as well and, you know, kind of get your honest opinions about these things. And so first off, Miles, what is it that you like about church? Like, if you're going to be going to a church, what's important to you?
Being able to be with Christians, because a lot of people that I know aren't Christian, and it just breaks my heart.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so what things about having other Christians around you makes you feel good and makes you feel excited about being in church?
Mostly because, like, I get to play with Christians, have fun with Christians.
Mm-hmm. Does it make a difference in the way that they talk or treat you, or
it does.
In what way?
Because like sometimes they'll say like bad words.
Mm-hmm.
At church, they always say really nice words and greet people nice.
Hmm. That's cool. Kate, what about you? Like what is it that gets you excited about going to church?
I like seeing like kids, because when we go to regular church, there isn't really kids worship, and we just have to stand there and listen to the pastor and just sit there doing nothing.
I'm glad Jonathan's not on this.
I'm not saying that I don't like it. It's just we don't get to do anything.
Yeah, so
I only come once. I don't go twice.
Yeah, I know. I'm one of the few that sits through the sermon twice most of the time. Well, one question I have for both of you then, like when it comes to church, it sounds like y'all like the kind of things that are more y'all enjoy doing things that are full of interaction,
yes.
Right? Yeah. And so what kind of interaction things do y'all do in y'all's experience in church that
games?
Play gaga ball.
It's the ultimate champion. Everybody goes crazy if somebody wins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of people that take it hardcore.
They'll take it hardcore. Yeah. Well, it's that idea of competitiveness, right? Like you guys care who wins a game, right? It's
yes.
Yes. All right. What are some other things that, like, at activities and interaction things that you do at church that are important to you?
Maybe, like, playing a game that relates to the Bible story to help us, like, actually get it to our visual mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, instead of just listening to words, we can actually do something that's related to it.
Mm-hmm. Do you have an example of that?
Like, when we played Simon Says or Simeon Says, when Simeon got trapped in jail when Joseph was
interesting.
Yeah,
I've never heard that one before, of doing Simeon Says for, you know,
Simon
Simeon going to jail.
It's how you pronounce.
Oh yeah, no, I've just never heard a game that has to do with Simeon going to jail. That's an interesting one. What about you, Miles?
I like playing this game when we have it in Sunday school. It's like we only did it once. It's like you have a pillow and you pass it around, and Miss Debbie would say like stop, and then. Mm-hmm. Whoever
like
had the pillow.
It's kind of like a hot potato, sounds like. But
and then you would have to say, like it's kind of hard to explain.
Okay.
So it's basically hot pillow, who has hot pillow?
Exactly.
Does it matter to you guys, like, what kind of teachers do you enjoy working with at church? Like, what kind of, not saying any names or anything, but, like, if you were going to describe the kind of person that's a great Sunday Bible fellowship group teacher or small group leader, like what are some things that you like about them?
they're funny. They're kind of like, they have kids, so they know what it's like to have kids running around and being crazy. Mm. So they understand.
What is that like to have kids running around? Miles, what does that look like to you, man?
There's a teacher,
mm-hmm.
then 14 students.
That's what they look. I got to be careful with the literal questions. No, so you know what's different about people who like what? How can you tell when someone is a good Bible teacher at a church?
When they be nice and mm-hmm. and be like nice about the Bible story, like pay attention to the Bible story, not mm-hmm. like get distracted.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. That's cool. Well, so. Let me ask you this. So, I mean, you guys have a limited amount of news that you're able to interact with and kind of understanding of things that are happening out in the world. But, like, when you think about things that are serious or things that you – I don't know if I would even say worried about, but things that you think about that are happening out in the world, what are some things that you think about that when you see the news or things like that that make you think? Miles, what about for you?
Like, when I heard COVID was coming up, like, I was praying as hard as I could so
mm-hmm.
that one day COVID would end.
Mm.
And it ended.
Yeah.
Well, kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
But
The serious aspect of it kind of mellowed out, yeah. That is interesting to note. Because you guys, what grades were it that you were not able to be in person at school?
I hated it.
Some parts first grade.
First grade. Kate, and you were second, right?
First grade through second grade, and I hated it.
Yeah.
My Chromebook wouldn't work properly. I hated it.
I loved it.
I hated it.
I could sleep in. Wear my pajamas.
Did your experience with COVID change the way that you look, that you interacted at church?
No.
No?
Not really.
Okay. So, I mean, whenever you were finally able to come back to church, like, did it make a difference that you had just been, like, stuck away from it for several months? Do you remember what it felt like when you finally were able to come back?
Yeah, I was like, yay, I get to see Tenley again.
No. I screamed in joy.
You screamed in joy. Why did y'all scream in joy? Like, what was it about it that made you happy about coming
back?
Well,
for starters, we had to watch it on a computer, and I did not like that because my computer was busted up.
Mm.
I actually was really happy because, like, I got to see all my Sunday school teachers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It made a difference. Were they remembered your name and everything? And
yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of a cool thing when someone remembers your name when you come back to a place, especially when you've been by yourself, but not by yourself, but, you know, kind of isolated in that way. Kate, what about for you? Like, what are things that were out in, like, the world that you think about or maybe get concerned about or things like that?
Well, when I first heard about Turkey, I was like,
what about Turkey?
Ukraine, sorry.
Oh, Ukraine?
And I was like, how dare Russia? I just want to punch him. And then when I heard about North Korea, I was like, are you kidding me?
What did you hear about North Korea, Kate?
From you.
What did you hear from me about North Korea?
That they're very, very, very violent, and the government is very bad, and they kill people just for going outside of their state.
So we're not going to send this recording to North Korea, apparently. I don't know that we are much risk of that. But so, Kate, why is it, though, that things like Ukraine and North Korea make you concerned?
Well, it's because we were trying to help North Korea, but then mm-hmm. they just punched it in the face. And then Ukraine, Russia is a big country. You just leave them alone. Just leave it alone.
Are you concerned? Is it because of the people who live there?
Yep.
And
it's such a little country. And then mm-hmm. Russia is like the biggest place. And so they're just beating them. It's just like a mouse playing with an elephant. Except the elephant isn't scared of the mouse. Because elephants are apparently scared of mice.
Mm, yeah, very.
Even though in Russia there's only like 20% you can actually live in. Because most of it's just ice.
Wow. I think we're all learning something here today too, but what about the polar bears? That's a problem.
Wait, what? Yeah.
What?
Wait, right on that puzzle.
So let me ask you this, because this was not on this sheet, but like, do you and your friends talk about things like climate change or things like that? Is that something that's scary to you or nervous?
Climate change, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at school.
At school.
At school, yes. We just talked about it today, about polluting and erosion and weathering.
So is it something that you really only care about when you're at school, or is it something that, like...
It scares me too.
Yeah, well, yeah. The reason I ask is because there are, I mean, a lot of, as I look out there, there are a lot of people who are very concerned about those kind of things.
And one place.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, for instance, I have a chart in front of me that talks about things that are supposed to be typical for Gen Alphaers. Right. For your generation, the Gen Alpha generation. And so one of the things was talking about fidget spinners, for one thing, that's something that is common
poppets,
for you guys.
Poppets
now. But they talk about like self-driving vehicles and things like that. Another major one, though, is, you know, especially from a news standpoint, it's talking about climate change. And phones.
Don't forget phones.
Yeah, what about phones? Like, what do y'all think about those?
They're really cool, and it's cool that you can put them in your pocket and take them anywhere you want.
It's like a portable computer, and you don't have to type.
Exactly, and I think you can change the background, which
I
love changing the background.
So being in third and fourth grade, are there many people in your classes that have phones?
Yes.
About four, I think.
Almost half my class is dominated by phone people that are in Walker that have to call their parents. I'm coming home.
What is that? So is that a good thing, do you think?
Yep.
No.
Oh.
Wait, what?
All right, so we got a little bit of a argument here. All right, let's do the debate here then. Kate, why do you think phones are a good thing?
If you have an emergency, you don't need to go to one of those rotary phones and go like... Wait, what?
There hasn't been a rotary phone in...
There are in London. I went inside one.
And also, new technology is portable. And if you don't need to unlock, you don't need to use your password. You just say emergency. Beep, boop, pop, pop, ring. I have an emergency.
Interesting. Miles, what about for you, though? Why do you say no, it's not
because
good?
Because a lot of people in my school, like, download a whole bunch of games, and they don't listen to it during math class, and tell anyone, but I play on my watch. In math
class. Oh, your mom's right.
Miles,
there.
You know your
She's
mom's
mad.
In the room right now.
Oh, no.
literally just told six people.
Do you want me to blow your minds here? We were recording earlier with one of our older groups. We had a person who was 84 and a person who was 83. They said they didn't even have a TV in their house until they were 12 years old. Yeah, so let that
torture.
Sink in.
Torture.
That's torture.
No.
That's torture. Well, Kate and Miles, we are just about out of time here for today. And so I do appreciate y'all coming on this podcast. Thank you for giving us a view into the chaotic but fun world of Gen Alpha.
Didn't you mean very, 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 very chaotic?
Very, very chaotic. We, you know, one of the things that we're excited about is watching you guys grow, and we do hope that, you know, your interaction, the way that you experience the church, experience your faith, is something that does continue to grow. And, you know, listeners, I hope that as you consider this Generation Alpha, as they're coming up, as you have opportunities to interact with them, to help them, to be their friends, you know, our hope is that you would guide them well, that you would guide them in what the Bible says, that you wouldn't take it too easy on them, but that you would challenge them and then challenge
them a little
bit,
not too much.
A little bit, but not too much. But take care, friends. This is the last one for our multi-gen series. And so for myself and our producer, Stephen Vaughn, we appreciate you taking the time to learn with us, to interview with us, and we look forward to seeing you next time on the Citizen ATX podcast.